Protesters are continuing this lunchtime to blockade access to a hotel at Inch in County Clare being used to accommodate a group of international protection applicants. Local people who object to the complex being used to house asylum seekers are calling for the minister responsible, Roderick O'Gorman, to travel to meet them and to listen to their concerns. Mr O'Gorman, along with Minister for Justice Simon Harris, will today meet the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, to discuss the response to last weekend's attack on a makeshift camp housing asylum seekers in south central Dublin. We're joined now from our Dáil studio by Minister for Justice Simon Harris. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much, Brian. Good afternoon.
You've been saying this lunchtime that you've got an assurance from the Garda Commissioner that he does have the personnel and the resources to police protests over this asylum seeker issue. What assurances has he been able to give you?
Yeah, look, I met with the Garda Commissioner during the week. I think I've been meeting the Garda Commissioner about four times this week on a whole variety of matters. We're in very regular contact, and I'm very clear from my conversation with him that the Gardaí are very active in policing protests and working their way through what can sometimes be a very tense and difficult situation. Him and I would have discussed the fact that there have been 125 anti-immigration protests in Dublin alone this year so far. And obviously that does place very significant challenges in the Gardaí. And I really want to take the opportunity to thank Gardaí for all the work that they are doing. I am satisfied that the Gardaí are using their operational judgment to work their way through what, as I say, can be very tense situations at times. And we saw that certainly at the weekend too, where they had to try and de-escalate a very difficult situation.
The Immigrant Council of Ireland has been saying today that it's very worried about the safety of international protection applicants who are sleeping rough in the streets, principally, I suppose, of Dublin. Will they be protected this weekend and for the weekends to come?
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, let me be very clear. No matter who you are in this country or what your status in our country is, be it international protection status or not, you have a right to be safe here in Ireland. The Gardaí know that, the Garda Commissioner knows that, I know that, and I want to say that very clearly. Anybody who ever crosses the line between protest and seeking to endanger or intimidate will face the full rigours of the law, and the Commissioner and I have a very shared view in relation to that issue. Of course, though, it is also a statement of fact that when people are intense, that does present greater vulnerabilities. And that's why I'm 100% in agreement with my colleague, Minister O'Gorman, as I know all of government is, that we want to try and take swift action to open more emergency accommodation this week. And the intention is to open 350 more beds this week with the potential for more the following week.
We've seen, though, these protests this week at Inch in County Clare, where a centre has been opened for asylum seekers. How do you see that being resolved?
Well, firstly, I can understand anybody in a community wanting information. I think it's perfectly appropriate for people to ask questions, to ask information. Any of us would want that about anything in our community. That's fine. I don't think a blockade is the way to proceed, quite frankly. Minister O'Gorman did engage yesterday with local representatives, and I think that was important. And we're very happy to continue to engage with communities. Remember, today we have just allocated €50 million across the country to communities to help them with community facilities and the likes in an announcement by Minister Heather Humphrey. So we won't be found wanting in terms of helping communities, supporting communities, finding resources. We'll always respect the right to protest. But I do think we have to keep bringing this back to first principles. We're living through a war on the continent of Europe. There's a major humanitarian crisis, not just in Ireland, but across Europe. And we have to respond. And sometimes the perfect isn't possible. We have to intervene.
But in relation to insurance, are you saying that this blockade, such as it is, should be lifted, should be ended?
That's my personal view, that the blockade is not the way to proceed. Obviously, people do have a right to protest, but I would ask that people engage. And I know the local community, and I hear the local community saying they're willing to do that. I think engaging, asking questions, seeking information is the way forward.
The Taoiseach has, interviewed by Clare Byrne this morning, indicated that he'll speak to you and Roderick O'Gorman about the possibility of going to Inch to meet local people, to talk to them, to hear about their concerns. Would you do that if it might be helpful?
Well, look, of course, I'm not going to talk about any travel plans I may or may not have, but of course, I'm always willing to do whatever is needed to be done in government. But quite frankly, there's been 125 anti-immigration protests in Dublin alone, let alone the rest of the country this year. My absolute priority this afternoon as Minister for Justice is public safety, the safety of the men and women of An Garda Síochána who find themselves in tense situations, supporting them in their work and making sure that there's a very clear flow of information between government and the Gardaí in relation to accommodation plans. plans. And really the meeting that myself and Minister O'Gorman will have this evening with Commissioner Harris is an opportunity to really take stock after what has been a very tense and challenging week.
Just a question in relation to how this blockade, this protest at Inch is being conducted, because we've had reports from some journalists, I mean perhaps other people as well, that they've been asked to show ID by people manning this blockade before they've been allowed through to the site. Is that permissible?
Again, I'm not on the ground and I'm hearing that information from you for the first time. But, and obviously, I'm trusting the operational judgment of the Gardaí. But look, the first principle that I always apply to any protest is nobody has the right to impede somebody else's movement. Nobody has the right to stop anybody else going about their daily business. And I certainly expect that to be the case.
It's just, I mean Gardaí couldn't do that, could they? Certainly not in most circumstances. I mean, are we edging this towards, and I don't want to be exaggerating the situation, but a kind of vigilantism here?
No, I certainly don't think so. And I mean, look, I've heard people from Clare and other places. I certainly don't think that's space at all. And I think people, I think that is important to say. But we are, let's also just take a little step back here. Overall, as a country, and I don't just mean the government, I mean the people of this country, we have welcomed so many people into communities. We have seen about 100,000 people come to Ireland over the course of the last 12 months or a little bit more. That compares with 4,700 before the war and during COVID. As a country, we've actually provided shelter, protection and safety for many people. Of course, from time to time, you hit challenges. Of course, from time to time, situations are far less than ideal. But we work through it every single day, every single hour, quite frankly, looking at ways forward. And that's what we'll keep doing.
Minister, can I ask you on another matter? This attack on a boy, a 14-year-old in Navan, the video, as you know, was widely shared on social media. Now, I think you've spoken to this boy's family, is that right? How is he? How are they?
Yeah, look, yesterday I took the opportunity to speak with the mother of this teenage boy. And obviously, that conversation's private. But as you can imagine, the first instinct of any mom, of any parent, is the well-being of their child. And I'm also very conscious that there's an ongoing Garda investigation. But let's be clear, the scenes that we all saw, I think, horrified the nation. I think they did somewhat stop us in our tracks. I think they were images and a video of what we thought was an Ireland of the past. We are better than this as a people. And I think many, many people have been deeply, deeply upset by this. So moving beyond the individual situation, I just think we really, this poses many, many questions. Questions around content being shared on social media. Of course, the role of social media companies and the new Commission Amon, our media commission, but also the role for everyone. One of us as individuals and every one of us as parents in terms of the videoing of images and the sharing of them online.
I mean, prominent people have been sharing some of this material on Twitter, for example. I mean, they've obviously been accompanying that with condemnation, forthright condemnation of the attack. But are they also perhaps unwittingly giving it wider circulation?
Look, I know many people were sharing it, as you say, in solidarity and support, but the advice from the Gardaí is a request not to share it. I do think this raises significant issues. Of course, people will point to the social media companies, and I would be the last to excuse them of their responsibilities. I think they don't need a change of law here. They need to just show a bit of cop on sometimes in relation to material that simply is very distressing and is perhaps spreading hatred. I think that they need to reflect on that. But actually, more broadly, I think as individuals, as parents, as families, as school communities, the fact that this image was videoed, the fact that there's people clearly commenting during the video, and the fact that it is being shared so widely is something we have to reflect and as a society, we are better than that.
Just a final question. You have plans for a domestic violence disclosure scheme. Jenny's Law, I think it's been known for short, after Jenny Poole, who was murdered by her partner. This would be a register of people with a violent past, which could be accessed perhaps by a partner who's concerned about somebody. Now, the Irish Independent is reporting today this has run into legal concerns, officials within your own department raising concerns about the plan. Are there legal problems around this?
No, look, I think any official has a job to do setting out the pros, the cons, the legal challenges, how you go about doing something. And my official certainly would have done that and done a very good job. I've met Jason Poole on a number of occasions. I've spoken to Jason Poole on a regular basis. Jason wants to make sure we live in a country that is safer for women and that some good comes out of the horrific, tragic death of his beautiful sister, Jenny. Mm-hmm. Myself, Minister McEntee and the government are determined to introduce a register. We will have proposals by the end of the year and we will do it in a way that is absolutely compliant with the Constitution. Other countries have done it. I launched a report as recently as 2 weeks ago from the National Women's Council showing how our courts could benefit. There are issues around our Constitution and the difference between civil and criminal cases.
Has the Attorney General raised questions about the constitutionality of it?
I don't believe so. But of course, there, if you introduce, I mean, basically, Brian, this is a question about how you do it. It's absolutely true to say that if you introduced a register without an understanding of the constitution and the law, you could run into real difficulty. But within the confines of that, for example, we have a sex offenders register in this country. It is possible to do something in this space. We will be doing something in this space. And Jason and myself and Helen McEntee and the government remain fully committed to that.
Minister for Justice Simon Harris, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.